the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearest brothers and sisters, as so often happens in all of our relationships, but particularly with the relationship with our Lord, it happens often that our Lord often will present a question to our heart. And that question is so that he can engage us in a conversation with him, which is essentially engaging us in prayer with him by questioning us at the level of our heart. And the question that our Lord might have for us tonight is this: Tell me what you know about the Assumption of my mother. Tell me what you know. And it won't be sort of an angry challenge. It will be a very loving question. Tell me what you know. And many of us will be able to say with confidence, and we'll say, well, I know from catechism, I know that it was 1950, and it was Pope Pius XII, and it was the declaration of the dogma of the Assumption of Our Lady, body and soul, into heaven. I know this, and I believe this. And of course, our Lord would say, well done. Well done, you are exactly right. But what do you know deeper than that about the assumption of my mother, body and soul, into heaven? And that's when we would have to enter into a much more intimate conversation with our Lord. And if we are stuck, our Lord won't leave us stuck for long. He will tell us, and he will say, if the question is ever posed to you again, answer it this way. Say that the Assumption of my mother is one of the greatest and most intimate expressions of my love for my mother. That the Assumption of my mother, body and soul, into heaven is one of the most intimate, beautiful, and greatest expressions of my love for her. And often we will have to think more deeply about what it is that our Lord is saying, because so many times our perspective is how are we related to the events that happen around us, the events that happen at every Holy Mass, and in that, how does it affect us? How do we participate in this? How does it affect us? And yet, do we ever think, just take the time to think, Lord, tell me, what was it like? What was your relationship with your mother like? Our Lord was the Word made flesh, who the love of the Father that brought divinity to dwell among us. And it was in the new ark, in the new ark of the covenant, which was our beautiful Blessed Mother, that the Word indeed was made flesh and dwelt among us. But if that's all that it is, then Our Lady can be seen as just a beloved conduit, one who performed a function, a holy function, but just a function. But in her fiat, as we've spoken so many times, her fiat was so much more than just a single yes. That she said yes, that not only would she allow the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost, that she would be the one to put flesh on the Word of God, but she would be the one who would occupy the role of mother, of the one who would show him in all humanness what it is to be loved and raised and cared for by a mother. And yes, our Lord had beautiful Saint Joseph for the role of father, but he had Blessed Virgin Mary to show him what it was that in the fullness of her humanity, sinless though she was, that he still learned from her what human love, especially the love, the embracing love of a mother, was all about. And we don't want to minimize and sort of imagine or, well, sort of make light of what our Lord's life growing up with Our Lady was like. There's certainly plenty of apocryphal literature that speaks to that. And yet, what can we confidently imagine that it was like? Confidently know that she not only cared for his physical needs, but she also cared for him at the level of his heart and soul, wanting him to grow up and to know little by little what she began to know little by little. That her son was more than just a little boy. And as she learned over time about the divinity of the one that she was raising, she also wanted him surely to know about his Father in heaven and to help him to understand as he grew as to all that was happening. So then is it not at all surprising that as Our Lady's life drew to an end, and as the Eastern Church so beautifully calls it, her dormition, when she fell asleep in the Lord, sinless as she was, not only could she not molder in the grave, but would a loving son, a son for whom the flesh that he had on his very body magnified the love of his mother, who was the source of that flesh. Does it then not make not just sense, but a loving sense that he would want then to have her follow the same path? Remember, our Lord took not only his divinity, but his humanity to heaven with him. The very flesh that he was gifted with, he took to heaven. And therefore, is it not right that the one who gave him, the one who provided the flesh for the Word of God, would accompany him on that same path one day, when she would fall asleep in the Lord, and yet with the greatest act of love, a love that should bring a heaviness, a lump to our throat and a heaviness to our heart, thinking of how much our Lord Jesus loved the beautiful Blessed Virgin Mary, loved his mother. And at the moment of her dormition, then to reach like a loving son, to embrace her, to draw her close, and to draw her body and soul into the heavenly realm, to then live forever with the one that loves her so dearly and that she loves as well. And so, dearest brothers and sisters, we can know the particulars of the dogma of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. We can know that. But our Lord would have us know tonight. He would say, dearest brothers and sisters, the very same love that I have for my mother, I want you to know that is the love that I have for you. Will you not allow me to show you the love that I have for you by showing you that the love for my mother, the love for a creature, transcends the single person and extends to all those who are created in the image and likeness of God the Father. The Assumption is an act of pure love, and it is one where if we work too hard to try to understand and rationalize the details of how it may have happened and how it could possibly have been, then we miss our Lord whispering to us and saying, be quiet, my son, be quiet, my daughter, and just let me tell you about a love relationship, about what it is for a son to love a mother to love a son, and to establish a relationship so strong that it can never be broken, and then understand what it is that we, my mother and I, then now offer you a relationship of love, a relationship so intimate, so deep that it defies words, and such that you cannot explain it. You cannot seek a rational explanation for it. Just allow it to be, and let us love you. Let my mother love you, keep her mantle of love and protection over you, and in so doing, let me love you. And then you will understand, and when you come to every Holy Mass, you will know that it's not something to be explained, but a love relationship simply to be experienced and to allow it to be. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.